In the countdown to tomorrow's Iowa caucuses, the field of Democratic presidential aspirants narrowed when former Senator Carol Moseley Braun dropped out of the race late last week. And competition to win the first encounter in the 2004 caucus and primary season tightened. According to a poll in today's Des Moines Register, John Kerry, John Edwards, Howard Dean, and Dick Gephardt are all within 8 points of one another, and nearly half of those polled said they could be persuaded to switch their allegiance to another candidate. NPR's David Wellner has the story from Des Moines on Iowa's undecideds.
Gary Wunder is a retired John Deere worker who lives in the eastern Iowa town of Quascaton. He's never been to a presidential caucus himself, but this year he's actually coaching fellow Democrats on what to do at tomorrow night's candidate selection sessions. And yet Wunder is still undecided about who his candidate will be at the caucus. After attending a rally for John Kerry a few days ago, Wunder said he's leaning toward Dick Gephardt, but still has an eye on the other top contenders.
I still say if we could take all four of them and put them together, we'd have it, because they all got good ideas. It's just, I'm still hanging out there.
When are you going to make up your mind?
Monday, probably.
Wunder's wife, Terry, is also undecided, and she, too, will for the first time attend a caucus tomorrow. In their struggle to choose who's best, she and her husband have tried to meet all four of those top contenders face-to-face.
We've seen Senator Gephardt and Howard Dean and now Senator Kerry, and we actually didn't get to see Senator Edwards, but we watched him on C-SPAN last night at a live meeting in Perry. And so those four, I think that the personal contact really has a lot of impact, because every time you leave one, you're just like, oh my goodness, that may be the one, you know. Then you hear another one and you're like, well, he's really got great ideas too. It's tough because we've got good guys running.
And that's the thing about Iowa's undecideds. It's not that they're not paying attention. It's more that they're paying so much attention, they don't want to pass anyone over just yet. They're so concerned about getting it right at the caucuses. Bruce Diesler, a retired Vietnam veteran from Waterloo, Iowa, said at a John Kerry rally this past week that he's still keeping an open mind.
Let's face it, I don't trust my government. I've got, you know, if there was any government in the world I distrust most, is the one closest to me and mine. So, you know, I'm, you know, trying to make a wise choice. I take the privilege of voting as something important. You know, I like to think that it makes a better country, a better place to live. My vote, I mean. So I like to, you know, really choose my candidates carefully.
Diesler and his wife Elizabeth plan to attend their local caucus tomorrow. Elizabeth Diesler says she hasn't made up her mind whom to back because she's been so overwhelmed with the full-blown campaigning that's gone on here month after month.
If I had my way, we'd go to a 30 or a 60-day time frame and we'd do away with a lot of this. That's strictly a personal opinion. It's not politically correct or anything else, but I'm inundated. When I'm getting 10 and 12 calls a day from various candidates, I'm at the point where I tell them I'm going to support Yehudi and hang up. You know, I'm responsible for skewing poll results because I'm tired of it.
And there are many other Iowa Democrats who began backing one candidate, then switched to another, and who may well end up supporting yet another tomorrow night. People like Des Moines lawyer Barry Russell.
Gephardt I started with, and I guess I've moved off Gephardt a little bit, and I did look at John Kerry, and certainly wouldn't be upset if either one of them got it. But I just think Edwards has that edge that the other two may not have. So.
The undecideds all say they will decide by tomorrow night. But in the meantime, their civic-minded indecision is making it only that much harder to predict who'll come out on top in Iowa. David Wellner, NPR News, Des Moines, Iowa.